At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Hey, hey, so today I'm going to give you tips for different parts of your house. Just simple tips that you can do straight away. If you haven't bought my book, Feng Shui Your Way to Abundance, that is a very good book to buy. It's very simple to work with and will give you more tips than I'm going to give you today. But I'm going to give you things that you can do now. Okay, so let's start with the fame area. Fame and reputation. Can't get me words right today. How you're seen. This is in the south. So from the center of your house, that is 180 degrees. So many of us want to be recognised for who we are, who we truly are, whether it's at work, in a relationship, and even within our own families. This area of the home is all about how the world sees you, and it's ruled by the element fire. The element that supports fire is wood. So in this area, these are a few suggestions or feng shui tips. Add some red here. I add loads of red, by the way. My whole house is grey, but then I add colours for different areas. So a candle, 9. A red lamp is really good. Or even a piece of fiery art with fiery energy. And I think I've said this before, but I bought a picture in a charity bid. And in there I have Bruce. Who is it? I can't remember now who I've got there. Gorgeous guy. Married to Jennifer Aniston. Oh. It'll come to me. I think you know who it is. Goodness, who is it? Come on. Who was married to Jennifer Aniston? Blonde, blue-eyed. Then married the other lady. Anyway, doesn't matter. We'll forget about that now. It's obviously going to be one of those short shows, radio shows. So going back to the art, fiery energy. This boosts your visibility and personal power. Brad Pitt, that's who it was, Brad Pitt. If you've been feeling like you're working hard but not being noticed, yeah, this area might need some attention. Now, we know clutter, so you don't want any metal clutter in there or any water clutter or any clutter, which you know is about things that you don't use very often. So we're trying to give the feeling of the world looking at you, looking into your soul and seeing that you want to be recognised for what you do best. Obviously, I'm an author, which I love writing. I love being a podcaster. I love being a presenter. So I have a little board in that area which says all the different things that I like doing to make me famous. But it's not about fame, it's about being recognised for what you can do and what you are. And obviously, kindness is the best thing. So, okay, just a little story. I once had a client who was amazing at what she did, but always seemed to be overlooked for promotion. So we energised her fame area with bold red painting and a few spotlights. Now, she also did a few other things, but to do with her, what she wanted to be seen for. But within 3 months, she was leading a new project team. Yes, you have to action this. Manifesting is one of my favourite things to do, but I always action it. So she obviously put herself forward for this promotion, but we had the area in her house all set up for that sort of thing. So the relationship area, which is the southwest, love and connection, love and romance. This is such an important area, whether you're looking for love, deepening a partnership, or just craving better connections with people. It's all about nurturing the feminine grounded by the earth element. In this, in different areas of the house, there's different family members. And in the southwest, it is the mother energy. So it's a very gentle, kind energy. So it's very important to know this when you're creating this part of the area, making it cozy, comfortable, etc. So my feng shui tip for this area is work in pairs, two pink candles, two cushions, two rose quartz hearts. The energy of tool calls in partnership, and please no photos of ex-partners lurking around there, or your cat, or your dog, or your mum. It's just you and your partner, or a partner you would like to have in your life. A mood booster for this area, soft lighting and gentle earth tones like peach, cream and dusky pink are perfect here. So a story. One woman I worked with had only one bedside table lamp and one lonely lamp just sitting on one side of the bed made it very obvious to the universe that she just wanted to be by herself. But of course she didn't, but she didn't know the feng shui tip. I balanced it out with a matching table and lamps, added some soft pinks and earthy tones, and she met someone within 2 weeks later on a dog walk. And by the way, she's now engaged. Okay, creativity in children. This is in the West. This is all about joy, play, and new ideas. This is where your inner child lives. It's, the element here is metal, which means it's ruled by metal and supported by earth. This is the era where we bring our dreams come out, how we create them and bring fresh energy into our lives. Whether it's painting a new business idea or even a baby, this is the spark of inspiration. I often have a manifest board in this area, which I chop and change because being creative, I'm forever thinking of, oh, what can I do next? What's the best thing? I'm one of those people that think it's really important to try different things. I don't stay in the same rut. My friends say, oh, I always see something and I just like go over and go after it or whatever. So this is your area, right? So in this area, do not have any wood. You can have glass or that sort of thing. Avoid blue. Use greys and pinks or just a splash of red. So here, feng shui tip, display something you created or something you're working on. If you have children, add their artwork or photos here to support their growth. For me, obviously, I've had two books out. I'm on my third, but so both those books are in the West. It's about, you know, saying to the universe, I really want this out there. If you're feeling stuck, try adding something metallic, a silver bowl or a metal sculpture. Or a whiteboard with your ideas. So this is what I have. I have a whiteboard and I put all my ideas on it and then I rub them off and put other ideas. This is helps the creative chi flow again. So it's all about bringing in. Always make sure that area is clean and tidy. Very important. A little story. A client who was stuck writing her book, and it wasn't me, and used this area as a messy storage zone. So it was really full of clutter. I was quite shocked for not being in it. It was a cupboard, but it was full of stuff. We cleared it, added her favourite notebooks, a silver desk lamp, and a photo of her as a child smiling. And she finished the first three chapters within a week. So we'd use the family, the young children, the creativity, the children of that age, and we'd use the metal. And also, I told her special hours that she had to work in because we all have like a 2 hour zone that we should work in, and hers was 7 till 9. So, just for now, we are just going to pop over to our sponsors and have a listen, and I'm going to come back and talk to you about helpful people.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So, let's talk about helpful people and travel. That's the Northwest. Support from the universe, and we all need that. Let's be honest, life's just easier when you feel supported, right? This area represents mentors, guides, and those who show up just when you need them. It also governs travel and expansion. This is one of my favourite areas, and if you've ever heard of things before, you will know. If you heard me talk about the Northwest before, you will know it's my favourite area. It's where I find the kindest area to support in the house. The element for this is metal, so the element supporting it is earth. From the centre of your house, 330 degrees is the northwest. Okay, so my feng shui tip. Create a support bowl, a lovely metal or silver bowl where you place names or intentions for people you'd like to attract into your life. Photos of spiritual teachers, families you rely on, or dream destinations are all welcome here, because remember, the Northwest also covers travel. You want to travel more? Place a globe, a map, or travel inspiration board here. Personally, I used to travel a lot before 2020, but being a feng shui consultant, having to move the world around, as we all did, in 2020, I started doing virtual feng shui consultations, which are super successful. So, you know, I'm feng shuiing somewhere in Virginia. I'm feng shuiing somewhere in Rome at the moment. One in Dubai. So you can actually feng shui somebody's house virtually. There is a bit of work for the people to do, lots of videos to take and pictures, and I'm very, very, as a feng shui person, with all the experience I've got, I give them it all. So I take everything out of my package and just that's it. So a story. Okay, a lovely client of mine was feeling very unsupported in her business, so we placed a small silver bowl in the northwest here, and she's dropped in the names of people she wanted to collaborate with. Within weeks, two of them reached out to her. She called it pure magic. I called it feng shui, although I do believe that feng shui and magic are quite integrated together. So yeah, it sounds like she just put a bulb there and et cetera, and she just put it in. We did the intention, we did the manifest, then she had to do the work. And the work was the names of the people that she dropped in there. She had to go out of her way and contact them. And she could not believe that they were ready to talk to her and was able to do some amazing collaborations with people that she never thought that they would want to collaborate with her, because her Northwest was so full of jumble and she didn't feel supported and she didn't even look after it. So as soon as she started to pay attention to that area, things started to change. Okay, moving forward to the career and life path. North, your flow in the world. The North is 0 degrees from the centre of your house. This area is all about movement, purpose, and how your life is flowing. Ruled by the element water, it governs your career and deeper path. What do I mean by deeper path? Deeper path is where you have goals that you want to do. So a lot of people, so I'm getting this all the wrong way around, but let's talk something about career here. So a lot of people work in jobs that they really don't like. Some do it because they get paid well, some people because it's convenient with children or with work or where they live or anything. But when you think that you spend a lot of time in the world by yourself, well, by yourself with family or whatever. But that's your journey. So you're the one that goes to work. You're the one that spends 8 hours or whatever, or 10 hours if you're an entrepreneur, in the job that you're choosing. But are you doing something that makes you happy? So when we feng shui the north, when you have a one-to-one with me and we feng shui, I really want to know what you want to do. Well, what do you want to do? Because trust me, when you do something you love, for me, feng shui, Chinese astrology, author, when I do it, it's not like working. And I know you hear this all the time, but seriously, doing what you love makes all the difference. And it's not work. And when we think how much we spend of our life working, it's very important that we get it right. So, feng shui tip for this area: keep this area clear and open. So, in my house, the north is in the kitchen. So, that area actually has nothing on the worktops at all. I use the color there, which is really good for it, which is black. But I have a water feature outside. Yes, I had to have electricity put outside to have the water feature running there, but it's very important for me for my career to move forward in a very positive way. So flow is the keyword here. Adding flowing water element, like a small indoor fountain, not a painting of a river, that's not moving. I've had fish tanks there when I couldn't actually have electricity outside. At one point, I had fish in it, but that was a lot of work, especially when you've got six street cats. So I just had a water aquarium with just water and some plants. What you have to avoid in this area is reds or candles in this space because they clash with water. Because you can imagine the opposite to water is fire, and you don't want to have a sizzling little nothing happening. So if you're feeling stuck or lost, try placing black or navy mat by your front door. That's if it's in the north, obviously, or a mirror to symbolize open paths and clarity. So if you're lucky enough to have a door in the north, I would actually paint it blue and then have the blue or black mat to enter. Have the mirror on the right-hand side of the door, so as you open the door, the chi hits the mirror and moves around the house. So there's a lot of things you can do for your career. So my story is, I once visited a home where the career area was blocked with old shoes and recycle bins. So you can imagine this person had an uphill job trying to move their career forward. So we moved them, added a mirror, and actually we did actually put not a small fountain. We put in a cat water feature. So there's this thing and it's like a little bowl and it's like green and then there's a daisy on the top and the water all flows out. And obviously, it's got two jobs there that feeds the cat, waters the cat, and also, it's flowing water. So the homeowner was offered a completely unexpected promotion. She liked her job, but she didn't like what she was doing or particularly who she was working for. So her wish was to be promoted, but it just came from nowhere. And she was like, how can this be, Janine? How can this just happen? But that's the magic of feng shui. Okay, we're just going to move along and hear from our sponsors again. And thank goodness we have our sponsors because they help us bring our UK Health Radio to you. So you'll hear from me again in a moment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay. So, the Northeast, one of my other favorite areas. This is about knowledge and self-cultivation, your inner wisdom, I call it. This is a space where we pause, reflect, and learn. Perfect for journaling, meditation, or diving into the online course you keep putting off. It's ruled by Earth and brings deep stability. That's interesting because I sign myself up for courses, or not always courses, but like someone has a great idea and you think, oh yeah, I really think that would really help my Instagram or help get me, we're going promotional all the time here, but it will get you to how many of you buy them and then go, I now own it, so that means that I actually am going to be that clever and have all that needs to be done. Or I always put this down to the person that has the most untidy house and needs to clean it, has all the cleaning products under the sink. So the north east is the element of earth, so you need to put a little bit of fire, a little bit of red in there. But you also need, when you buy these courses or whatever, is actually work on them. And this is the best area in the northeast of your house. And so from the center of the house, it's 30 to 60 degrees, just so you know. So my feng shui tip, create a little wisdom corner, add a stack of books, a journal, a piece of amethyst or fluorite, and maybe even a quote or a mantra you love. It's a gentle reminder to take your time for yourself. So my tip, a smaller tip. Again, a small bowl of smooth stones can symbolize grounding and focus in this area. I also have some stones with writing on them, and I put the words in there that mean a lot to me. I like alchemist is one of my favorite words, manifest. Trying to think now all the words I've got in there, but they all relate to what I want to do. Someone said to me the other day, is your house feng shui'd up? And I'm like, yes. I would not be successful as I am if my house was not feng shui'd up. So my house has its water features in the right place. It has all the right areas, has all the cleaning, not cleaning them, clean the clutter. I don't have clutter. I do get clutter, but I'm a great person going, right, I don't need that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Yeah. Also, having street cats, there's a certain amount of things you can have in a house and some things you can't. So, that's another thing. So, my story. Okay. I was brought in by a mother, and her teenager boy had major study stress, especially coming up to the exam times. More so the year before they take the test. I think they have to study hard to get into the right groups. Such a long time since my son was a little boy. So we transformed this area with soft lighting, his school books in a wooden box. So he kept them in the wooden box that was like a bit like a Harry Potter wooden box. So it had all the magic inside. And a calming rock salt lamp. I actually bought my son a rock salt lamp, which he still remembers. What happened? His focus improved dramatically, and he said it was the first time he wanted to sit down and revise because the energy in that area had been cleaned up and was clear. You can always sage areas with sage. I use American sage throughout my house. I go around, ring a bell all the way around the house, and then I sage the whole house, especially if you've had someone's energy that's come in and they've been in a bad mood or something like that. But we're talking about the northwest here, east here, one of my favorite areas. So I actually have a water feature in this area because I love what this area does for me. Okay. Let's talk about the east. Oh no, let's talk about the southeast, right? Because the southeast is wealth and abundance. Prosperity and flow, very important. This is where you plant seeds for financial growth, abundance, and all forms of richness. Money, time. People forget that time is worth money, is worth positive energy. Energy, joy. It's ruled by the wood element. So think green, growing and vibrant. You can add blue to this area, so water nourishes wood. Do not have red in this area. My feng shui tip, add a healthy green plant or money tree here. If you're into crystal, citron or pyrite are fabulous here too. And keep it well lit. Dark corners can dampen the wealth's energy. A fun practice, create a wealth bowl with coins, coins that we use nowadays, a gold ribbon, and an intention card inside, like, I welcome abundance with ease. The story. Okay. I worked with a client who couldn't seem to get ahead financially. Her wealth corner had a broken lamp and fake dusty ivy. I do not like fake plants. I don't understand fake plants. In fact, if there was something called Room 101 that we could put them in, I would put fake plants in. And you're asking why? Because they give no energy off and they're dust collectors. So fake plants, Room 101. We swapped it for a jade plant, added a golden coin bowl, and she landed a freelance gig the following week. And she was absolutely shocked at this because she hadn't put it out there. She knew what she wanted. She knew, she is an entrepreneur. She knew what she wanted, but things just weren't working for her financially. So this gig was a really good gig, and I remember her ringing me up going, "Janine, Janine, I can't believe this just happened. I only did what you said." And I'm like, "What do you mean you only did what I said? What I said was the most perfect thing to do." So yeah, hey, that's how we do it. So let's go to the East. Ancestry and ancestry and family, root stability and healing. This area connects to where you come from, your family, your ancestors, your heritage. It's wood, like the wealth area, but focused on emotional grounding. This is very, very important, the East. People overlook this. When I first started to learn about feng shui, someone said, "Oh, in the East, put all the rubbish." And I was like, "What do you mean the rubbish? Well, you don't know what to put anything, just put it in the East." And I was like, "Well, it must mean something." So the East actually means romance and it means family, which I think are both very important. So the feng shui tip for this area is display family photos or heirlooms here in a wooden frame. A plant or a journal dedicated to family stories all work well. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because we do that like family journal when people pass or die or whatever. Wouldn't it be nice to have a journal there that when your people come to visit you, family and friends, and you just fill it in and they make little comments? I think that'd be really sparkly. Healing ideas. If there's a family tension or past trauma, place a piece of jade or green aventurine. Don't think I said that right. Aventurine here, with an intention to bring peace and release of old patterns. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were very much into past lives and that we all lived before in different lives. And then they were talking about the Akasha records and all that, and I found it really, really interesting because the energy that we've lived before comes down in our DNA. So when you randomly think, "Oh, I like Marmite," which I actually do, and your mum goes, "Oh, I didn't like Marmite," but your grandmother loved Marmite, and you remember as a little kid going to your nana's, and there'll be great steps of Marmite breads and everything. That's a really, really good memory for me, and also my nana was amazing, so it's always good to like have a little collage of, people that have died, not because it's maudlin, but because they bring back happy memories. So what's my story on this? So one woman told me she constantly clashed with her mum. Her family area had nothing in it at all, literally nothing, completely empty. It was very, very weird. And so from the center of your house, the ancestry area is 90 degrees. So we added an old photo of her grandmother and a peace lily. And she said the tension with her mum softened almost overnight. That's how powerful feng shui can be. So we come to nearly the last one, which is health and well-being, the centre of your house, the heart of the home. This is the core of the Bagua, which is what you're putting over your house, and touches every other area. If your centre is of your house is cluttered or blocked, it affects everything else, your health, your relationships, your money, and everything that you want, because it's the center and it touches all the little areas that I talked about. So feng shui tea, keep the center of your home open and clear. So it says here that a crystal cluster or a round rug in warm tones is good. That is a feng shui tip that I have done. I have used before, because you're thinking about the really positive health that you want. But for me, I've always found that the center of the house has to be just super clean and tidy, and you know, then you don't encounter bringing anything negative in. You know, a lot of people, the center of their house is underneath their stairs, and that is not the best area to keep your shoes, your Hoover. You can imagine all the dust, everything you bring in, or it can sometimes just be the cloakroom area where you put your old coats or even your muddy boots. So I think it's really important, and I stress this to you as you're listening to this, that you keep the center of your house really, really clean and clear. But I do have one little thing that I do, which I call my well-being ritual. In the morning, stand in the center of your home, take three deep breaths, and imagine golden light expanding through every room. And that is another way of bringing all the positive energy into your house. Doesn't take long, just a quickie to do. Story. I had a couple where one partner kept getting random illnesses. Their center was filled with storage boxes and random clutter. We cleared it out, brought in a beautiful wooden bowl of crystals because she was very much into crystals and she knew her crystals. I mean, I'm honest, this isn't my forte, the crystals, although I enjoy listening about them, listening to people talking about them. And within a few weeks, he was sleeping better and had more energy than he'd had in months. So that, you know, I've made very short stories. Obviously, it takes a lot more to get things moving in someone's house. But I cannot tell you enough. You've been listening, you know, I think I'm on my podcast number 12, on my show number 12. And I've had some amazing people on giving you their ideas on feng shui or manifesting or just general magic. And we all have different views. It's so worthwhile listening to the UK Health radio station for all the different programs on there. I have had some amazing, I've even had the people who are actually presenters on this show. And I think you should go and listen to their shows because they are amazing. And, you know, the thing about UK Health, it's brought to you from a founder who believes in good health and living your best life with kindness. And that's why I love working for UK Health Radio. But on leaving that, moving it forward, on my final thoughts for this show. Remember, feng shui isn't about making your home perfect. It's about helping your space support the life you're trying to live. Small changes in one corner of your home can ripple out into major shifts in your energy, your mindset, and your opportunities. Start where you are and trust that the energy will meet you there. Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.